Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to nparadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. We can be reached by calling into the live studio. We are here live, and the number to call in is 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? Can you imagine more than 195 countries? We are streaming live now, so you can call in and participate as well. At this moment, we are getting ready to present the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast with our international Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. He has left an assignment. You know, he's taking a much-needed sabbatical, and certain ones are on assignment, and yours truly has been given the assignment today. But guess what? We have a very special guest who will be speaking with us today and sharing and going as the Lord has laid on her heart, and all the way from Kansas City. We want you to put your hands together as we present to you and introduce to you, glory be to God, mother to the nations, the world's greatest, best ever, mother to the nations, all the way from Kansas. Glory be to God. Kansas City, Kansas. Mother Adlee Johnson. Come on, everybody. Let's put our hands together for Mother Adlee Johnson. God bless you. Yeah. Woo. Now we're going to put this mic, hallelujah, in the hands of our great, the world's greatest, best ever, Mother Adlee Johnson. God bless you, Mother. Welcome.
God bless you, Doctor. Your doctor. I praise God just to hear your voice. It means so much. The Lord is in the blessing business.
Yes, He is.
And I count you to be one of God's servants. And I'm here this morning saying the blessings of the Lord make us rich, and it adds no sorrows with it. I thank God because this is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God because He's taking good care of me. Give me a good night's rest and woke me up on time for the prayer this morning. And I'm praying that the Lord will bless each of you. Hallelujah, and bless me and we all together. Satan is working, he's sticking his nasty head up, but we got to be sure that we're standing on holy ground. I praise God and magnify and glorify His name. I'm saved this morning, I'm sanctified. I'm filled and baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. I have a mind to run as never before. I have a mind to dig deeper in the Lord because we're living in an evil day now. The devil is working every way he can, and he's working on every soul he can get and upset. That's what he wants to do. He wants to fool us and make us think that he's in control. But Satan is not in control. We just turn it over in the hands of the Lord and let the Lord bless. I tell you, I was thinking about how the Lord blessed, and so many people need the Lord. And if ever been a time that we need the Lord, it is now. We can't get ourselves self take over, but move on out the way and ask the Lord to help us and strengthen us. We dig a little deeper in the Lord, and the Lord will come in and strengthen us, be able for us to move on with the Lord. Now I tell you, so many folks is suffering, and they don't think about what they're suffering about. But I tell you, there's more than one way to suffer. But I thank God sometimes for my suffering, because it makes me keep thinking the Lord is going to take care of me. He promised He'd never leave me, and He wouldn't forsake me. And I'm expecting the Lord to take care of me. God is blessing. Let us know that we are anchor. We have an anchor in Christ Jesus. And we get that anchor in our lives and dig deeper and ask the Lord to save us the more and sanctify us, wash us in your blood, clean us from all unrighteousness. Don't hold on to those things you know is not righteous. But, oh God, I surrender my all to you. I want to be real, don't you? I want to give up everything that's not like the Lord, because we know no sin is going to enter into the kingdom of God. And I'm saying, Lord, I surrender my all to you. I give it all to you. Wash me in your blood. Clean me up so that I can move on in the Lord and let the Lord lead me and guide me and teach me his willing way. And we can't do that until we give up everything and let the Lord step into our lives, because the Holy Ghost is the one that leads us. We got to be saved first. We got to make up our mind. I want the Lord to save me real good, save me inside and out. When you get saved from the inside, you don't have no will to sin against God. When you see yourself sticking up his head, then you ask the Lord to bind him and cast him out. Don't lead and don't guide you. You're not nothing on your own. But, oh, if you give it all to the Lord, God is in the blessing business. Then when you give it all to God and let him wash you on the inside out, knowing what's in there, something is in there, is not right with God. God won't work in no unclean temple. Oh, but God will step in if you get it all out and give me and save you real good and sanctify you. And then he's ready to step the Holy Ghost. He's standing by waiting for you to get rid of everything that's not like God. And when you get rid of all your sins that's not like the Lord is, he's ready, the Holy Ghost is ready to step into your life. And when the Holy Ghost comes, everybody will know he's there. He'll see your life, and the enemy can't upset you by nothing. You'll know to hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. Oh, I tell you, the Holy Ghost is some keeper, because I believe it's Acts 1:8. Says, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, you shall receive power. Power in Jerusalem, in Judea, and to in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. I don't care where you go, what's going on, what folks are saying or doing to you, the Holy Ghost will step in and shield you from the things of the enemy, from the things of the earth, from the things make you think you so bad. But the Holy Ghost will step in there and say, hold your peace, I'll fight for you. But many of us won't let the Holy Ghost step into our lives and fight our battle. We feel like we're so big and bad, we can fight our own battle. But I tell you, you're doing nothing but digging a deeper depth for yourself, because God will not work in an unclean temple. The Holy Ghost is standing by. Read your Bible the morning, but know what the Word is saying. My God, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, Acts 2:1-4, when the Holy Ghost has fully came, when he come up on you, it's as the rushing mighty wind. He'll block that path. He'll block the way that the devil wants to come in. He'll conquer him and shove him back if you'll let him. But you got to let the Holy Ghost work. But we praise the Lord when you talk about the Holy Ghost, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He is powerful, mighty in God. And I tell you, when you get yourself out the way, you don't have to worry about nothing else, because the Lord will take control, and the Holy Ghost will come in. As that the Holy Ghost is coming into your life, you have power. Oh, my God. He comes in as a rushing mighty wind. And I know I've been out on the earth, and wind comes right down by me and started picking up trash. All that old trash, the wind will circle it and put it together and take it as a ball and throw it out there somewhere where he can't touch me. And I thank God for that. And after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Hallelujah. And you don't get this power until after the Holy Ghost comes. And when the Holy Ghost comes, he'll tell you to hold your peace, and you'll obey him. But when the Holy Ghost is not in there, old Satan will fight and keep on fighting. But God is standing by, and the Holy Ghost is standing by. If you just hold your peace, don't try to retaliate. Don't try to get back to the other person. But Lord, it's in your head. And God can knock him out by his power. When you're knowing that there, he could be knocked out on the floor, on the ground, wherever he's on the streets. God will work, and the Holy Ghost with is God. Because the Holy Ghost, God, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be working together. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. After you are saved, you can't get the Holy Ghost until you are sanctified. You got the Holy Ghost, then the Holy Ghost will come in after you sanctify yourself and let the Lord bless you. After you humble yourself and see devil is moving his head up, don't try to fight back. You know it's not the Lord. Just hold your peace. Tell the Lord about it. He can handle everything. I don't care where you go or what you're doing, what you're doing. If you just hold your peace and let the Lord fight for you. I praise God this morning because the Holy Ghost is present. He's standing by right now. Hey, over here, I see. Oh, glory, Lord. He's standing by right now to take over in your life. And if you let him, he'll take over. But you got to let him come in. Because Jesus said at Revelation 3 and 20, he said, behold, what he said, look, I'm standing at the door, and I'm knocking. If anybody will hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in, and I'll sup with him, and he will sup with me. He said, if you just open the door of your heart and let me come in, I will sit out. We'll eat together. We'll have food together. We'll sup together. Have our supper together. We can have breakfast, dinner, and supper together. If you just hold your peace, God is standing by. He's waiting for your cry. He ain't waiting to hear you get back at someone. He's not waiting for you to get somebody told. He's not waiting for you to fight. But he's waiting just to hear what you got to say. Lord, I need your help. I need you. I'm turning this case over to you.
Yes.
And God will step in there. And the Holy Ghost will fill that spot. He will fill the spot. I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because he will speak if you let him. If you let him talk to you, he will speak to you. He hear everything going on, and he'll step right in there and take over control. He'll take control of your life, your spirit, oh, lead you and guide you, and he'll teach you his ways. He'll say to you, be quiet. He's telling us, be quiet, and let me fix it for you. But if you don't ever get quiet enough to think you're so big a man or woman, hallelujah, he ain't going to come in there. He don't want to have nothing to do with that life. He wants you to give up and let him take over your life. The Holy Ghost is somebody. Oh, I praise God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, because sometimes I'm about to say something, and I can hear him say, don't say it. And I've learned how to hold my peace and let the Lord fix it for me. Now I'm asking all of you, each of you, to pray and tell the Lord about you. Anything in your life you know is not like it, ask him to take it out, because he ain't taking it out unless you want it out. And you can get deeper and deeper in sin, and the Satan himself will lead and guide you and let tell you that you don't have to take that. You're a man. Don't let nobody talk to you like that. You're one. Take up for yourself. And when you start doing that, you know you're not in Christ Jesus. It's the only Lord, the only way to let him lead you and guide you, get old Satan out the way. And it's up to you to do that. Now, if you can't do it, you better go back to the altar and start seeking God and telling the Lord, Lord, I know I'm not what I ought to be, but I want you to wash me and save me. Clean me up. Don't let that temper take me over. I want to be real, and I want to be ready to go back with you when you come. I don't want to be there as a foolish virgin. Five foolish virgins and five wives. Those foolish virgins, they didn't give up nothing. They went right along with the wise, with those that were saved, and ready to wait on the Lord, ready to wait till the bridegroom came. But they had everything ready, waiting, wasn't trying to fight for themselves, but they were lost, tired, and were sleepy. And then those five foolish virgins was also tired and foolish, sleepy. And they all decided to take me a nap. I'm going to lay down and get me a little rest. because the bridegroom is going to come after wives. Early at midnight, they laying down slumming and sleeping. The bridegroom came, and those that was ready woke up, ready to follow the Lord. And they got up and trimmed their lamps, and they was ready to burn. But the foolish, they got up and trimmed their lamps, and didn't have no oil in their lamps, and they couldn't light those lamps. They couldn't go with the Lord. So the Lord took the five virgins, wise virgins, and went on inside and locked the door. And when the wise told the foolish, asked the wise to give them some of their oil. But they said, no, we have not anything spare. Have enough for ourselves. You go and buy oil where we bought ours. And they went back to buy some oil. But when they returned back, thinking they had the oil, the door was shut. Hey, oh, God, help us today. We need your Lord to take us deeper, save us some more. But the doors were shut, and they couldn't get in. And just like God had told Noah to tell the folks, repent, it's going to rain. They hadn't thought nothing about it. They hadn't thought when it was going to happen, didn't know when it was going to happen. But it just pays us to be ready for whatever the Lord is saying. And he's saying in this day and time, when you see the day as it was in the day of Noah, when they was committing adulteries and fornicating and hallelujah, doing all damnable things in the sight of the Lord. Oh. He didn't tell them when he was coming. But he's coming, he said, I'm coming as a thief and a robber by night. And when I'm coming, you won't know when I'm coming, but you better be ready. When I come, you better be ready. You better have your life washed and clean and ask God to do it every day. Get to yourself and tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be right. I want to be ready when you come. Wash me, cleanse me, and keep me from all harm and danger. Keep me from all sin. Keep me, Lord, when I'm about to do something wrong. Please work in my life that I can hold my peace, knowing it's all from Satan himself, knowing no bad thing comes from God, but all good things, all when I can hold my peace and let the Lord work it out for me. God knows I feel better. Oh, I feel so good inside. I feel clean inside. I didn't say it. I almost said the wrong thing, but the Holy Ghost said, don't say it. We know then we got the Holy Ghost. But when the Holy Ghost speaks to us and we don't listen, we better go back and tell it and ask God to fill me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't care how many times you can speak in what you're saying, but God knows you need to be filled where you can hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. Now, I'm thanking God for you and all the rest of you all over the world, but I pray that you will seek God until you get, until he take control of your life. And when you get back and let the Lord take control, you know there's a feeling in there. But as long as you fight against it, think you got to take it for your bad self. You ain't bad. You ain't nothing bad in you but the devil. The devil is bad in you, trying to make you think you so big and bad. But, oh, learn not to say nothing. Just like, don't try to fight back. Just tell the Lord about it. Just stand back and let's see him work for you. I heard the Lord today. I had to get back and let him work for me and give me a quiet spirit. Don't be fighting back because I can't do nothing about myself. When you fight back, the strong old Satan is going to get inside of you. When you know anything, he ain't nothing. Ain't nothing in there but Satan. Claiming that you know God. Claiming that you with God. But as long as you let old Satan work in your life, you ain't nothing with God. You got to give up everything. You got to surrender your will. Surrender to the Lord, and the Lord will bless you. I thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost that speaks to me and let me know, don't say it. Don't do that. Don't have nothing to say. Whatever they say, just hold your peace. I'll take care of it. And I thank God for knowing that he will take care of me. Satan is a lying curse. You got to go. You must go. Satan, I bow to you in the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord. you got to go and take your hands off of my children. God bind you and cast you out. Oh, my soul, say yes, yes to my Lord. Yes to the will of the Lord today. That precious heart, I love every one of you, and I thank God for you. I hope I've said something that helped somebody on this line. I hope that the Lord has given me this word to say, because Mother Johnson never know where I'm going when I open my mouth to speak for the Lord. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what scripture the Lord want me to use, but I do know I let the Lord speak to you. And when he speaks to me and I give it to you, it's the Lord speaking to you. And oh, anything in your life that you can't control, you better go back to the altar and tell God to take it out of you. Save me, Lord. Save me from the inside out. And if you do it, it will be done real well. You can't do it on your own. Ain't no way you can hold your peace on your own. But as long as that thing rising up inside of you wants you to fight, if you want to fight, oh, you want to be a bad boy, a bad woman, honey, ask the Lord to take it from you. Don't hold it. Because every day you hold it, the stronger he gets, it starts growing inside of you. And you can be speaking to your people sometimes. He works through preachers, just like you do through the sinner. You can be speaking to your people sometimes. And when you know anything, a sinner will take over and make you say the wrong thing to your people. You'll be teaching what Satan is saying. So I'm saying ask God to pray. You pray. Ask the Lord to clean me up, Lord. Take all this mess out of me. Because none of that is from the Lord. I want you to know that. God bless you and God keep you. And I love you. And oh, I'm praying that the Lord will bless all of us. Will make us, keep us of one accord. God bless you and I love you. Thank God for you. God bless you.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Thank you so much, Mother Adelie Johnson, the world's greatest, best ever mother to the nations. Tell you, the Lord has certainly used you. I'm telling you, you are certainly a general of the faith and a pioneer of the gospel and a mother of all mothers. You have brought us to a place in God where it has created a hunger in us to desire more from God. Just revival just seemed to have swept over the line this morning as you just shared with all of us, your children. Glory be to God concerning the Holy Ghost. And Mother, right before anybody else comes or to take the mic, could you just lead, just pray in your own way for all of us, or as the Lord teaches.
God of heaven. Here I am, we come in before you with thanksgiving. I first want to thank you because I realize that nobody but you, that word out of my mouth what to say. And God of heaven, put your arms around your people. Oh God, help us to seek after you the more. Help every one of us that is on the line, such our lives. Don't leave it undone. Don't leave it hanging, thinking that it'll be all right. No, let us set our life now that we won't be the foolish virgin. We won't be like no foolish virgin. But we want to set our lives, Lord. And when we see ourselves and knowing that we are not just walking up right before you, Lord, we are letting Satan open and letting the doors stay open that Satan can come in. Lord, we ask you to close that door. Help us to get that door closed and keep that door closed. Well, Satan can't come in the back door. Lord, we want to be real. We want to be right before you. We want our light to shine as the brand new sun. Please, Lord, we know everything was working on the inner side of us. But help us to continue to pray and ask you to help us to get Satan, keep him out of there. Don't let him in. Because like the song said, don't let the devil ride. Because if you let him ride, he wants to drive. And he will drive if you let him. And any time you know yourself, every man, every woman, know themselves. Know what you can take, know how much you can't take. But God is the one that stands by. And if you let God in there and wash all that sins away, then the Holy Ghost will step in and put a climax on your life that you can hold your peace and you can fight against him. because he's out there. He's up to fight. He wants to fight. He don't want to leave you. He wants to take your life over. He wants your life to be hid in him and not in God. But, oh, honey, you better get him out of there. Ask the Lord to help you. Give you strength. Oh, give you strength. Lord, I pray to bind every evil spirit that come into our lives. Bind him and cast them out. Oh, God, bind him and send him away. Don't just cast him here at home, but, oh, God, kick him out of your home. Lord, I pray to bind the devil in these homes. Bless today, we pray. Bind him and send him away in the house. Hey, in the name of Jesus, I know you can, and I believe you will. All those that are waiting, Lord, to drive Satan out of their home, God will help you. Oh, God, bind him and cast him out. Kick him all the way out and send him back to where he come from. My soul say yes, Lord. Yes to your will, yes to your way. That's what they got to get to the point, children. Ask the Lord to bind him and cast him out. Be saying, yes, Lord, I surrender my will. But you got to surrender to the Lord and let the Lord bless you real good. God asks you to bless your people here, there, and everywhere. Bind the devil and cast him out in the name of Jesus. Drive him out of these homes. Drive him out the hearts of men and women, girls and boys. Help us to surrender everything to you and let you have first place in our lives. And close the back door that Satan won't come in. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Thank God. Back in your hands, Dr. Higgins.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much, Mother Adelaide Johnson. Oh, we love you so much, and you have blessed us. Oh, my. More than we can even say. I'm telling you, the Lord used you today. Come on, everybody. Let's give God a clap offering right now.
Oh,
hallelujah. Mother to the nation.
Yeah.
95 years.
Oh, glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. When God say live, oh, my God. Hallelujah. No matter what other report, when God say live and declare the work of God, hallelujah. We give you praise. Because somebody received salvation today.
Thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, God. Faith in your Lord. So much. Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to have the prayer warriors to come in a moment.
Thank you, Lord.
If somebody just want to be a blessing to you this day, how can they be a blessing to you?
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Just a moment. Mother, if somebody want to be a blessing to you financially, how can they be a blessing to you? Yes. If someone wants to bless you financially today, glory be to God, how can they do it? Would you prefer MoneyGram, Walmart, or letter? Just share if anybody wants to do it.
I'd love to come to my house.
All right. Have the Telegram or MoneyGram to just bring it straight to where you're okay. Glory be to God. All right. Please disregard
that. Whatever they decide to do. Just send it to 2215 North 49th Street. 49th Street, Kansas City, Kansas. The zip code is 66104. I'll get it if you send it to the house.
I'd appreciate
it more.
All right. Wonderful. So did everybody hear that? Okay, that address is you want to send it to Mother Adley Johnson. Okay, capital A-D-L-E-E, I believe. Am I spelling correctly, Mother? All right.
That is correct.
Yes, okay, good.
O-H-N-S-O-N.
Okay, all right. So everybody got that? Okay, we're just going to recap because I sense somebody wants to be a blessing. Okay, that's Mother Adley Johnson, 2215 North 49th Street, Kansas City.
Street, okay. Kansas City, Kansas.
All right, Kansas
six,
City, Kansas.
Six. Six, 66104.
All right, 66104. Did everybody get that? If you got it, just say amen.
Amen. Amen. We got it.
Glory, glory, glory. Let's be a blessing to Mother. I'm telling you, 95 years old and still got a strong word for the Lord. I'm telling you, this is a miracle. This is a miracle. Glory be to God. And some of you may need a miracle blessing from the Lord. Some of you may need a generational blessing from the Lord. But I'm telling you, if you be a blessing to Mother, I'm telling you, oh, my God, God's going to bless your family and your generation. Glory be to God. Just as a result of being a blessing to Mother. So let's all bless Mother today. Hallelujah. In a very, very special way. Oh, my good God from Zion. Now we're just going to open up prayer warriors as well as those who may have a praise report. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask for our prayer warrior, Ambassador Stern, if she'll come and first of all say a very special prayer, amen, for our Mother to the nation. And then if she'll just open up and get the praise report. Some of you may just want to, you know, praise God for this great word that has come across, or however way the Lord lay on Ambassador Stern. We're going to turn it to you. Will you be so kind to handle this for us, Ambassador Stern?
Praise the Lord. I'm honored, amen, to be among the land of the living, and I honor God on this morning, and I'm certainly honored that you asked me to pray over such an anointed vessel. Amen. I feel like John. I'm not even worthy to unlash his shoelaces. I'm not worthy, but I thank God that he's called me to this to pray for our Mother of a Nation. And for those of you that are on the line for the first time, she's not only the Mother of the Nation, but she's the biological mother of our own Chief Ambassador, Bernard Johnson. Amen. We honor our chief this morning, and we're going into prayer for you, Mother Johnson, as we pray for you all, always, but it's nothing like hearing the prayer going down in your spirit. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning, God, and we humble ourselves unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you again and again, and we bless your wonderful name. And now, O God, we impart a prayer over your humble servant, O God. O God, Mother Adley Johnson, that you left here for us, O God, to be a blessing. And we thank you for it, O God. We can't get enough of your word through this vessel that has lived the life, O God, as a monitor. O God, in the name of Jesus, if ever there has been an ambassador, she definitely, O God, walks the walk of an ambassador, O God, and all the other fruits of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. We come, God, and we are, O God, that's asked that you just strengthen her, O God. Pour back in her. Replenish her, O God, in the name of Jesus. We know, O God, that she's anointed from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. We don't have to ask for that, but, O God, we thank you that she's letting the mantle that you've given unto her, O God, and a piece of a mantle has fallen down on us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for Mother Johnson, for her life, O God, for what she stands for. She stands for holiness, O God, and she say, for God I live and for God I die. And we thank you, O God, that you left her here for us, O God, in such a time as this. And, O God, we pray that everyone that heard, oh God, the teaching and the prayer and the ministry up under her today, oh God, that we would take heed, oh God. Oh God, I believe when we sow into this vessel that the blessings would automatically come down on us, Lord. Let us not take this lightly, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word, God, that when we grow old, that we will grow old like a Lebanon tree. And our fruit shall still remain, God. And we thank you, God, that this woman of God and this vessel of honor, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that she has grown.